Earlier this year, around 300 licensed practical nurses, support staff, and technical employees at Porter Medical Center voted to unionize. That's nearly half the people the Middlebury Hospital employs. The union is currently negotiating a contract with Porter, asking for higher pay, better staffing ratios, and more sustainable work schedules. Vermont Public reporter Elodie Reed met with three bargaining team members outside the hospital to hear about their work there and what they'd like to improve.
My name is Dawn Marie Hart. I'm a surgical tech.
Hi, I'm Maya Schnell, and I am a radiologic technologist.
I am Lori Gould, and I am an LNA at Helen Porter Nursing Rehab on memory care.
My workday starts when I get up at 4:15 in the morning. I drive an hour to get here, clock in at 6:30. We prepare the room for surgery. We open instruments, supplies. Patient comes in the room. I assist with the surgery, so I'm right up there with the doc, passing the instruments and things like that. And then when the case is done, we clean the room and do it all over again. And I work until 3, and then I drive an hour and 15 minutes home. I stay here when I'm on call. Our callback is 20 minutes. And we get paid $5 an hour to be on call. I live 1 hour away, so obviously I have to stay. Currently the call room, it's not a conducive, mentally healthy place to stay. It's one room, there's no window, we're there for 48 hours on a weekend.
So my day usually starts at around 7. I work, honestly, my schedule is a little inconsistent. We just don't have enough people, and we don't have enough people in the roles that we need. I am certified in many modalities. I bounce around, you know, 1 minute I'm in CAT scan, then I have to run in to take over mammography, then I have to run up to the OR. I'm dealing with traumas from the ER and CAT scan. I'm dealing with sometimes violent patients.
Alone?
Yeah, there's a lot of adrenaline involved. It's exhausting.
So I arrive here around 6:45, and then we have about 8 residents we have to take care of. We got to get them up, ready for the day, have breakfast. By the time we're done with our assignment, it's 11 o'clock, so now it's lunchtime. So we start the process all over, and then we do afternoon toileting, and it's just ongoing. And there's only 4 of us, 4 LNAs, 4 28 residents, and it's a lot. I see the struggle, and I just think it could be better. It can be a lot better. I know they say, oh, one more person, then you want one more, but one more person would make a difference.
Staffing ratios and also pay.
Yeah, the pay. I worked almost 200 hours in the last month just so I could pay my back years last year, property taxes. So, yeah, as I grow a bond with the residents and my coworkers, definitely not the pay or the work conditions, but that's why I've chosen to say I have looked, but it's hard to walk away.
A lot of us have been here for a very long time. And when everybody's left because they've had to move away or they've taken other jobs with higher pay, you know, we are the people that have remained because we care about it here. It's different in rural communities. It's hard to find people. What we feel very strongly about is we are part of this network, the UVM Health Network. And at UVM, which is not that far down the road, people in my role are making significantly more. To keep people here, you have to recognize that this is a different type of environment, and we're just as important, and we deserve to be compensated like the rest of the people in our network. We've just started to talk about wages, and it is clear that there's not a lot of, so far there hasn't been a whole lot of compromise.
I think we're wanting to get it ratified by like mid-September. I just want to reiterate that we're not trying to be troublemakers. We're not trying to cause problems. We just want to be taken better care of so we can take better care of our community. We love our jobs. We love what we do. We don't dispute that, and we come to work every day, but we just need a little extra help so that we can do our best at what we do.
The union is hosting a rally on Saturday to raise awareness and gather community support. It starts at 1 p.m. on the Middlebury Green. Porter Medical Center sent a statement to Vermont Public, which says in part, quote, Porter is committed to a culture where our people feel heard, respected, and supported. As Addison County's community hospital, every one of our employees is central to delivering exceptional patient care. We were able to reach a very meaningful contract for our nurses last year and are committed to bargaining in good faith and reaching a fair agreement with our techs and support services union." End quote. You can find the full statement at vermontpublic.org.